In Northwest news from KPLU, the Mariners start the 2015 season at home Monday afternoon, hosting the Los Angeles Angels at Safeco Field. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick there's a different vibe surrounding the team this year, and it's got him a bit out of sorts.
Art, there's a lot of optimism surrounding the Mariners this season, and you're saying it's freaking you out a little bit.
I'm not used to this. All this happy, happy, joy going on with the Mariners is just sort of discombobulating because we're all comfortable with our jaded cynicism about Mariner futures. But most of the major pundits, Sports Illustrated, Yahoo, ESPN, are all forecasting at least postseason for the Mariners, probably a division championship, and likely an American League championship, which would put them in the World Series for the first time ever.
Wow.
And I'm having a hard time dealing with this, but really it's based in fact they look to be a legitimate contender.
So for those who haven't been following spring training, let's talk about some of the biggest additions and biggest surprises.
Nelson Cruz, the designated hitter, is a guy who at 35 is going to be a real big asset because he's finally the guy they needed to back Robinson Cano. He'll be hitting a lot of cleanup, and he's also going to help Kyle Seager. So they're going to have a real solid middle of the order, which they have not had. And, of course, designated hitter has been a black hole for the Mariners for many years, ever since Edgar Martinez retired. Nelson Cruz last year led baseball in home runs with 40. I don't think he's going to do that at Safeco, but he is going to be a real big asset. The other guy they've got that is important is Jay Happ, a starting pitcher. He'll be probably number four in the rotation. Veteran guy, hasn't looked great this spring, but I think he's going to be a help as the season progresses. And the other big development among players already on the roster was the growth of Taijuan Walker. He's the fifth starter. He looked dominant at spring training this year. He gave up only a single run in, I think, 20 innings over six starts. So they're really counting on him to have a breakthrough year.
He really earned that fifth spot. And speaking of earning their spot, there's a newcomer in the bullpen.
Yes, and he's from the state. Gonzaga University's Tyler Olson. He's a left-handed pitcher, and he came in as a non-roster invitee, and that's a hard thing to overcome. Typically, the roster is 40 people, and 25 of which will be on the opening day roster. He wasn't on either. He came from AA ball last year in Jackson. Really was dominant in spring training. Everyone liked him. He's got a great variety of pitches, and he throws sidearm, which is very difficult motion for a lot of batters to detect, and I think a lot of people are going to get a kick out of him.
And there was another bright spot in spring training.
Yes, Mike Zunino, the catcher, hitting the ball. it was remarkable. He finished last year with a 199 batting average, which is terrible, and he struck out a lot. This year, at least in spring training, and we know to always put an asterisk with the spring training numbers, he hit very solidly for average, not just power. He had 22 home runs last year, which was the most by a catcher in Mariner franchise history, but hitting 199 is really a liability. A lot of that happened because he was rushed to the majors too soon by the Mariners, who were desperate for a catcher. They said, don't worry about your hitting, just catch, manage the starting pitching. He was rushed. He hadn't had time to grow into being a major league hitter. Now he is, and that's a big part of the optimism around the Mariners.
Are you joining the optimism bandwagon?
I'm looking at my little bag of confetti here, and I'm not ready to throw it yet, but I am going to say the Mariners are going to make the postseason, and I think they're going to have 90 wins this year.
All right. Thanks, Art. KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.